Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, and this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, race officials all get together and talk about local racing. And yes, we are the one, the only, the longest consecutive running local motorsports show in existence today. And we have
that's correct.
Hosts, none other than Mr. J.J. Nunn.
Good evening. How are we doing, everybody out there?
Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How are you guys doing?
I'm wound up, man.
And co-host me, Mike.
Yes.
Michael. Whatever you want to call me.
Michael Riffler.
Anything we can call you?
Well, almost anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to thank all our regular listeners for joining us tonight and all our new listeners for joining us tonight and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. live, as we are here for you on a regular basis.
I'm not live. I'm dead.
Half live, live, and live. So we got two and a half lives here.
You're getting the past life, JJ.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
As usual.
With JJ.
And, of course, we have a very special guest that's going to be on air tonight, a spokesperson, organizer for the Touch a Truck event coming up this Saturday, March 1st. She's going to answer all the questions we want to know about the Touch a Truck event this weekend.
I just want to know if I can sit in the front of a police car.
No.
This time.
No.
I thought we hashed that out last year, but we'll see if...
They put me in the back with the canine dog.
We'll see if there's any other incidences this past year. You never know with JJ here.
The dog had a nice silver water dish. They sprayed something in my face.
Oh, man.
It wasn't water either.
Figures, right?
Of course.
And what's Mr. Gary doing? He's checking out his new phone. Of course, Gary lost his phone. If you find it, give him a call. I'm sure he misses it. He's got his new iPhone 5, of course.
Yep, go activate his old phone.
Call him on from his old phone.
From his old phone. And tell him you got his old phone. And then you can say, thanks. Appreciate it.
Just give me back my contacts. You can have everything else.
Everything else, yeah. See, how come you don't have a backup? A contacts backup. iCloud, have you heard of that?
No.
Oh.
I'm still on, like, JJ MySpace.
My phone's backed up.
Yeah.
JJ's still working.
I can guarantee you didn't back that phone up.
I didn't. No.
He's doing an AOL instant message for each number.
Yeah.
That's how he's backing his up. So, again, we're going to have Touch a Truck organizer on air with us tonight, and that is going to be this weekend. So it's going to be a great event, Touch a Truck. Of course, it's here. By surprise.
Yep.
I can't believe it's already here. We got almost a quarter of the year out of the way.
Yep. We're down to the four-day program.
Man.
That's it. Something like that. We talk about it. I've been talking about it all year. You know, this is one of our major charities that we support and have supported. This is going on our seventh year, right, Gary?
Yes.
Seventh year. It's their 10th annual Touch a Truck. And each year it gets bigger and bigger and better, and new stuff comes out, new trucks, and I mean...
Well, last year they had 109 entries, and I'm curious to see how many entries we have this year.
I'm sure you'll have just
else.
As many.
As many,
if not more.
Yeah, if not more. I mean, 10th annual, that's a benchmark, man. You know, that is something to be proud of in any type of event. 10th annual, that's 10 years going.
That's great.
And knowing that they started in a parking lot of a school.
Yes,
a school.
Correct. Yeah, I remember correctly. I said, I don't know, on the show 9 or 10 months ago, I can't wait for Touch a Truck. It's just what is it, fun 4 days away, five days
well,
away?
I know, and,
away.
And you know, you work your butt off to go to these races and all that, but
yeah.
really in the background, you're just waiting for this one event, the Touch a Truck event, which is a charity mm-hmm. event, which is, of course, the Family to Family Connections. Basically, their big fundraiser.
This
you know,
is
the Touch
their
a
big
truck.
Fundraiser. All the money stays here in
local.
Vegas.
That's right.
Okay, everything that they get at the gate for the tickets... Okay, stays in Vegas to help families in numerous ways, classes, newborns, mostly disturbed, autistic, breastfeeding classes,
you know, and
car
I believe
seats.
It's
it
just
goes on and on.
Even if you're a young, new, you know,
single
a,
mother,
single mother,
father,
yeah, and you
turn.
Want information, yeah, and they,
yep.
they help out. So you can go to touchytruck.com. To find out more, of course, Family to Family Connections. Also, that's family2familylv.org to find out more for the Family to Family Connection website. And check it out.
Come on out. You don't need a kid to come on out.
No.
Come
I mean,
on
it,
out
it's
and
for
support.
All ages.
It's pretty cool. You'd be surprised what you get to see out there in the ways of trucks. The fire department has demonstrations. Metro has demonstrations. They have SWAT out there. It's just one fantastic day. Afternoon, they have food trucks out there. It's a good deal. It really, really is. We support this 100% each year.
And again,
year.
We're
going to
have
important.
And we're going to have Shannon here, of course, giving us the lowdown on that after our first break, right around 6:15 or so. So you're going to want to stay tuned. And be with us right after the break.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere because about 6:15-ish, we're going to be getting a hold of her, and we'll be
talking to her. This is, I don't know what, her third, fourth time organizing this? Shannon, I know last year she did it.
Now, you guys have half the time involved with these guys, don't you? I mean, how many years is this going on for the JC Motorsports, the BomberNation.com
This
guys?
Will be our seventh year.
Seven years. You guys have been... almost the full length of time that they've been involved in this thing for 10 years.
And look forward to doing it each and every year. For myself, and Gary and I have discussed this, what we get out of this is so tremendous. You have parents with kids, autistic, emotionally disturbed, Down syndrome, okay, and... We just bring our race cars and sign stuff and hold these kids and shake their hand. And, you know, the parents over and over again, thank you very much, thank you very much. All of a sudden, our problems, if you spend the day out there, see these parents and children, all of a sudden, our problems are nothing, absolutely nothing
exactly.
compared to what the parents do to raise these children. Our problems, it all goes away. All the complaining and all the whining and all the crying, it all goes away after you spend one day out there.
Definitely. And, of course, you know, once you know, Shannon fills us in on more details and all that, we will be talking also some more about the races coming up here. You guys also have a race at Pahrump Valley Speedway this weekend also.
Oh, yes.
So it's
going to
be
oh,
a
yes.
long day for you guys starting, well, starting last year,
well,
all the way up until this year,
yeah.
but
the
about,
day is here.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to be announcing this weekend? I mean, last race was your first one. Are you going to be announcing again?
I would if they asked me, but nobody asked me. So I'm assuming he got one or two complaints.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Chad? You got to call him and ask him.
The phone's going to be ringing any minute.
Yeah, I can't ask him. I don't know when he needs somebody or not, so...
Well, it's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Those who don't know, our very own Mike Reffler was able to announce one of our prop races down there on the 15th. And, you know, maybe you'll be doing more. Maybe you'll be packing up and coming down there with us, my friend, because
now,
we're in for a full day.
Well, now, being a long day, you actually have an invitation to be somewhere you haven't been before at Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Yes, I do, and we did some work to the car. I got to figure it out in packing and the heat race. I will take Chad up on his offer to go on the flag stand. I don't think it's going to be this weekend.
Okay, no problem.
Because the car just... isn't acting right.
Okay.
I need to be down there to sort it out with Tim and Gary. So I will take him up when he gets up there. We got 21 races left. I'll get up there sometime, you know, maybe once or twice. I would like to see that viewer.
We got how many races left?
21.
He doesn't have my schedule.
Right, now, that's Pahrump Valley Speedway schedule, not JC Motorsports schedule. Okay, there is a difference. JC Motorsports consists of multiple cars. Gary Wyatt consists of what he says. Okay.
Yeah. Gary says we're going somewhere. Tim says, when are we going? Okay, I say, why are we going?
You guys are like the three monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
But have a lot of fun.
Hey, there you go. Of course, you can go to JC. Do you have a motorsports website? Okay, nope. You want to go to thebombernation.com website and check it out. Click
on
the message
boards. I can't afford one.
Hey. Well, there's plenty of outlets for you. You want to join... you know, be a member on the BomberNation.com website. Of course, see who's talking about you. Talk about somebody else. I know you guys have had incidences on there where people say a little more than they probably should on that website. There's probably somebody talking about you. So you want to go check it out.
It's interesting. It gets interesting, and it has for years. I mean, that site is up how long now? 05? 06? That went up? Are we looking like 7?
06.
You know, it's a great 06. Outlet. If you're looking to get into racing, you know, being 8 years long, there's a lot of information on there. You can go to the message boards at thebarbernation.com, and there's a section on there, you know, stuff for sale. You can buy cars, parts, whatever. If you have something for sale, you can go on there also, and then
there's a INEX section, super late model section, super stock section, bomber section, demolition derby section. We even added last year a networking section. You know, races are always looking for sponsors. You know, go on there and ask, hey, you know, I need some roofing done. Maybe there's a racer out there that does roofing.
Right.
You know, and cut a deal with them. I like the idea of that. You know, if somebody's a plumber, I'd rather pay another racer to work on my house than somebody out of the...
If he screws it up, you can pay him back on the racetrack.
Only Mike would think about that.
Hey, speaking of Pahrump Valley, of course, you can go to PahrumpValleySpeedway.com, check out the schedule there. You guys are racing this weekend after the Touch a Truck event. Of course, Touch a Truck finishes at 3 p.m. Races start in Pahrump evening at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
This time. Are we going to have tickets to give away at Touch a Truck this year?
Yes, we are.
And those are not limited to any specific date for anybody.
No,
so. We've got to make sure we give some to Shannon and her family. You know, maybe they'll be able to come out and enjoy the other end of what you guys do.
JC Motorsports and the Bomber Nation and OnWheelsNow.com.
Exactly.
So
should be fun.
Yeah.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Last year we had beautiful 70-degree weather. This year might not be as beautiful.
We're keeping our fingers crossed.
But we'll talk more about that. Shannon...
Yeah, we're going to have giveaways out there. We got some stuff for the kids to sign, as usual. And most important, Gary and Mike are going to be on the air for two separate hours out there, which is absolutely
JJ.
We're going live.
Where'd you find this guy?
I thought he came with you.
You guys are going live for 2 hours out.
Well, we have a surprise for JJ. It's actually going to be two full hours of the JJ Nunn Show.
That's right. JJ's right. We'll be on for 2 hours. We're going to run from 11 to 12.
I'm out to lunch that hour.
Just that hour?
That hour.
And then we're going to run from 1 to 2.
That's my union break.
Yes.
So if you can't make it to the Tetra Truck Show, which we encourage you to get there and be there, if you can't get there, pull us up on your phone, onwheelsnow.com. We'll be live.
Even if you're there, pull us up on your phone.
There you go. Good idea. Well, maybe we'll do some special giveaway or something
and,
like that.
And yes, it will be all three of us.
Or something.
It will be all three of us on the remote broadcast on Saturday.
I reviewed my contract last night. I didn't find it in my contract.
You didn't read the fine print.
Was that a contract or a contract
hit? Yes, JJ.
Oh, man.
Maybe you had the wrong contract.
Hey, I want to throw a promotion out there real quick. I mean, real quick before we get
He's looking in his computer. He must have notes in his computer now.
I want to put it out there. You know, we want to encourage, all our listeners, racers, of course, race fans and all that. But for the racers, you know, they have sponsors are very important for teams out there. Maybe we could throw out a free promo or something like a free commercial, 30-second spot for somebody if they call in. Not this show. Call in next Tuesday. We're going to have a special guest. We'll announce that later on in the week. But next Tuesday, call in after between 6 and 7 p.m. and tell us you want the spot or something like that. We'll give you a 30-second spot. We'll do the promo for you and throw a commercial on there for your team or your sponsor or something like that. What do you guys think of that?
Hey,
do something like that?
You know, sponsors are everything.
Yeah, definitely.
To us. So, you know, this is something that we depend on tremendously.
And no, you guys can't call in. It's not for JJ or Gary.
Oh, man.
But hey,
your wife can call in. My wife can call in.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe we don't limit it to, you know, if you've been a guest on the show or plan on being a guest on the show, it's extended out there for you also. But you got to call in next Tuesday between 6 and 7 p.m. at some point. And Tell us you want the spot. If we get multiple people, we'll throw your name in a hat and we'll just randomly
pick from there
or something like that. Sound good?
Yeah.
Gary? JJ?
Okay.
Definitely.
It's always a surprise. I'm usually the last to know, so I wanted to throw something out there.
Yeah. What's that? A $500 value right there, man.
Yes.
Easily.
Second spot.
Time out. We already got a call in.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Tim's calling in.
Oh. Well, no.
Yeah.
I thought we got him tickets to go to Houston.
He's got free tickets to Pahrump Valley Speedway every time you guys race.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. And what do you have to say about that, Tim?
And you heard it here first. There's Mr. Tim Bell.
Oh, that's right.
Of course, we've got Touch Truck coming up this March 1st between 9:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. And we're going to find out more here after the break, but we're going to take a quick break and talk to the organizer, one of the organizers of Touch
one
Truck.
Of them. Yeah, there's a mess of them
It takes an army to put something like this together.
It takes a huge team, and they depend on everybody to cross the T's and dot the I's.
And we'll do what we can to get her on air here, and then we'll see you after the break.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And, of course, we want to thank all our past listeners and new listeners for joining us tonight. Of course, we're going to talk about Touch a Truck, which is a great event that's going to be here this Saturday that we've been waiting for all year long.
Yeah.
That's right. And we're not going to keep talking about it. We got Shannon on the line, and we're going to be talking to her, and she can fill us in on everything that's going on.
Great.
How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Thank you for being here at onwheelsnow.com. I'm one of your hosts, Mike. We got JJ Nunn and Gary White here. Appreciate you being on with us.
My pleasure.
And I guess let's get started. I mean, tell us a little bit about Touch a Truck.
Well, if you can believe it, it's our 10th annual Touch a Truck coming up this Saturday. It's a great event for the family. We have about 100 vehicles that come out, everything from go-karts to dump trucks to military vehicles, and we encourage kids and parents and caretakers to climb all over them and roll up their sleeves and sort of get down and dirty and do exactly what kids love to do and explore and learn and touch and just have a good time.
Oh, yeah, that's something that anybody – kid of any age would love to do. Last year you started your pre-sale tickets online. Is that something you're doing again this year?
Yes, we are. So you can go to www.touchatruck.com and buy the tickets now. They're $6 per person, but they'll be $8 at the gate. But we encourage people to do that. Just save yourself some money. And all proceeds go to a terrific charity called Family to Family Connection, which I serve as board president, and it's just a terrific charity that offers low-cost parenting and developmental classes for babies 0 through 5.
Go ahead, JJ.
That's,
you had a question on your mind?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I know last year the pre-sale tickets was a hit. I know that was the first year you had it last year, of course. We talked a little bit about that last year. And, again, you said over 100 trucks. Is that obviously
10th annual? Yeah, we have over 100 trucks scheduled to come out, and just a really good cross-section. I mean, there's something for everybody. I know my little one loves to go on Gus the Bus, the school bus. I think kids always love a school bus until they actually have to
go on and drive.
No, not the back seat. Not the back seat.
Not the bus.
No, until they have to go to school.
Exactly.
Right.
Now that's pretty
cool.
We'll
have a helicopter there again this year.
And that's
so,
a Flight for Life helicopter.
A great family-friendly event.
Right, and any surprises for us this year? I know last year there was a couple of surprises out there, but
yeah, Robosaurus.
We do not have Robosaurus this year.
Oh, not
so,
this year. Okay.
Wah. He is actually somewhere else in the country, but don't let that stop you. There's still a lot of amazing things out there, and like I said, it's just really low cost fun for the whole day.
Again, that's $6 if you go to the touchatruck.com website and click the buy tickets now link, and then of course at the gate tickets are $8, but keep in mind this is a fundraiser and this money stays local for the Family to Family Connection charity, correct?
That is right, and I'm always amazed that our executive director can do so much with so little. How many families they reach with these classes and the impact they make, they really run on a shoestring budget. So those dollars that we can raise for this event really make a difference. You know, sometimes you give to a charity and you wonder, I wonder what really happens to that. Well, they all stay in the community, and we do phenomenal things with those dollars.
That's what I like with this charity, is that 100% of it stays here helping the
local
people
families
in Las Vegas. That's why I really enjoy supporting this.
Well, and we love having you guys. We're looking forward to it. I know some people are a little worried about the weather,
yes,
but
I
think we're
going
to be good. We have there's like a 30% chance of rain, but I have to say, kids are waterproof, as are trucks. So I think we're even going to have a better time if we get a little sprinkle. So, you know, I think we'll have a good time. We don't get rain very much, and gosh knows we need it. So we'll have a better time, but I'm hoping that it'll actually end up being clear skies and the rain will wait until later on in the afternoon.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, is great weather. Are you going to have the Mandalay Bay shark reef?
We sure are.
The
shark transporter's coming out again, so which is, kids love to see that shark. Last year we had a nurse shark. I don't know what they're bringing this year, but they always bring. I actually went to shark reef this weekend. Actually, my daughter's been asking us to go, so it's such a neat thing to be able to bring out to folks. And like I said, lots of military vehicles, and we have all four of the fire departments represented this year. So we've got North Las Vegas, Clark County, Henderson, City of Las Vegas, and we actually have a BLM fire truck out there this year. So little kids seem to love the fire trucks, to be able to get all over those trucks as well. So it's going to be a great event.
I wonder if we could raise money. I mean, you got the Shark Tank out there. I mean, I wonder how much we could raise for Family to Family Connections if we got Gary to swim with the shark.
We'll work on
that. We'll see if we can get that's something to think about for next year. Okay, how much we can raise to get Gary to swim with the shark.
Yeah, maybe we could get like a dunk tank, you know,
there
and
there
the shark swim underneath.
Now, even though the weather's going to be, you know, cloudy and all that, it's something that maybe a kid should still keep in mind, maybe have some block on or something like that, just in case we get a little bit of sunshine out there. Are there any other do's and don'ts that somebody might be looking for?
Well, we do have, it starts at 9:30 in the morning, and we do ask the truckers to not allow children to honk the horns for the first hour and a half. Some kids are very sensitive to the loud sound, so we call that our special needs. But to be honest, a lot of little ones sometimes just don't like that real loud sound, the younger ones. So that's the first hour and a half, and then once 11 o'clock hits, I have to tell you, all, you know.
And that's usually when the life comes in, correct?
And it is loud out there, but
right.
Boy, do they have fun.
Yeah, that's when the helicopter lands.
And that's the end
that's
of horn three times.
Once that turbine shuts down, that's when the horns start flying,
yeah,
which is cool.
You're not kidding. You do kind of get used to it, but at first, when it first starts going. But that's what they love to do, and that's, you know, kids don't. We don't typically let our children just sort of have at it anymore. I mean, I think we all grew up in a time where, you know, you ran down the street and played and kind of got to do things that, you know, make decisions. So it's really fun for children to have that experience where they get to climb on things and honk horns and do the things that kids are, you know, kids want
to
do.
Right.
Yeah.
The pictures are fantastic. I can tell you I always have a good one. Well, show my age, I'm going to say roll of film, but you know, I always had 15 to 20 great photographs of my daughter in the event, so it's really a great day.
Well, we have the kids with the race cars out there. We have the roll cages, the 6-point roll cages. They consider that an indoor jungle gym, and they
that's
just
right.
They just climb all over the bars, the front to the back, and it's the smiles that we see that the kids come out with. And you know, I had mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, so many parents just thank us for coming out. And it's like, no, thank you. It's just, they're so appreciative for what we do out there. And it's, you know, it's our honor, it's our pleasure, you know, that we get to do something like this for the kids.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And I think initially people are sort of, you know, we've sort of become so, you know, commercialized. So you're sort of looking for, you know, that big corporate sponsor. What's the catch? And it's really, it's just a community event for a fantastic charity located within the community. This is really the what Las Vegas is. When people say, we, you know, do you have a sense of community? This event represents what we do have. This is a perfect example. And I think that's why so many people are so pleased. And that's why we love all you guys for coming out, because you're really showing that you support the community which we live in.
It's important for us that, you know, I mean, we have sponsors and we support our sponsors in the community, and working for a charity for so many years. This is going to be our seventh year now. And it's on the calendar. If there was a race, like last year there was a race, we didn't go racing. We made sure that we were at family-to-family connections. So,
well, we sure appreciate it. And we're going to have a great time this weekend. We can't wait. The website, once again, is www.touchatruck.com. You can get more information there. You can also get more information about family-to-family connection if you're a parent or a caregiver or know someone who you think might benefit from those classes. That really is the reason we do what we do. There's so many young children in this community who don't have access to preschool or preschool. So many parents who are sort of isolated in what they do. And so we're really trying to create that community of family. So that a lot of other cities seem to have just a little easier, but we are so transient here, even though I have to say I'm third generation Las Vegan. So, but it seems to be more rare,
right?
I would say.
No, that's you know, something else that you guys can put this on every year. I know at one point you guys had state funding, and this Touch Truck event is one of your primary
It is our primary fundraiser. Yes, we lost the state funding, not in the last legislature, but the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
And most of, there were actually 13 family-to-family connections throughout the state, and we are the lone survivor who stands out on its own. So, mm-hmm. And we just keep doing because of great community support.
Okay.
And,
well, and knowing that, you know, because this is a fundraiser, tell us a little bit about the ticket. The ages that you charge the tickets for and the reasoning behind that?
We charge for children and adults, and babies under two are free.
And again, you know, the reason is this is a fundraiser. This is the primary, you know, event, I guess, for the family-to-family connections. So it's a good cause. You want to make sure you make it out this weekend, March 1st, between 9:30 and 3 p.m., to the Touch a Truck event. This is, you know, going to a great cause.
Yeah, out at the Orleans parking lot, right behind the arena there.
Okay. Is there going to be food, water, all that stuff available?
Yes, we're going to have food trucks out there again, keeping with the truck theme. Kind of excited. We've wanted for a couple of years now. We got the fire engine pizza guys, so they're coming out, and we have, you know, all sorts of different food vendors will be out there. We try to not, you know, do too many, you know, sugary things like that.
Right.
The kids kind of run on their adrenaline, but
yeah,
we'll have a couple.
Exactly.
And we kind of put them over to the side so parents don't feel like, oh, God, you know, I have to spend. But because that's not what it's about, but we do want people to get refreshed and have lunch out there if they'd like. So we also have a roasted corn truck because, you know, once again, I'm trying to keep with the healthy eating.
And I don't think that wasn't there last year, was it, the corn truck? I don't remember that one being there.
I don't recall, no. That's something new. That's great.
Oh, it's so delicious. Really good.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we try to give the families and the kids somewhere and something to do, of course, with all the race cars that we're going to have there with the JC Motorsports on wheelsnow.com, and then, of course, the BomberNation.com. We're also going to be doing a two-hour, split-hour live broadcast from there. And, of course, you've talked to Gary about that. And we're going to do what we can to keep the families busy out there with that two-hour live broadcast.
Yeah, Shannon, you're going to have to bring your crew. You're the president, bring the vice president, the treasurer, bring them all over. And
we
can
we can
interview each and every one of them and let them tell our listeners exactly what they do for family to family connections and their role actually in this whole charity.
All right, you can count on it. Well, I will definitely bring folks over to talk to you guys.
And you know what? I think,
once again, thank you so much for looking forward to it. And
well, no problem. And one thing too, real quick. I know thebombernation.com. And, you know, Gary here would like to do for you guys, too, is to hook you up with some free tickets to Pahrump Valley Speedway so you and your family and crew and all that can come out there and come watch these guys do some dirt track racing.
Enjoy what we do.
And it's
fantastic.
Yeah, it's not a specific date. It's any time throughout the year, so you have time to think about which event you want to make it out to. So make sure you come see these guys, come see Gary or JJ or myself at the come find the race cars out there at the at your guys' event.
You can count on it.
Well, I just have one request. I haven't been able to do it the past 6 years. Do you think there's any chance, Shannon, I can sit in the front seat of a cop car this year? because last year I tried
and
that.
Have your hands.
Yes, I won't go that far or get into the details of it. But last year I tried, and they stuck me in the back with the canine dog.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, Shannon.
Hey, and again, if somebody can't make it out to the event, is there? Can you tell them what they can do to go ahead and donate, or is there a way for somebody to still be able to donate?
Absolutely. You can link to the Family to Family website through touchtruck.com, but the Family to Family website is family2familylv.org. They can learn more about, but the easiest way is through Touch Truck. And we have obviously we love monetary donations, but we have a wish list as well because we do developmental things with the kids. So
right.
Toys and diapers and all sorts of things are on that wish list as well.
Cool.
All right, great. I didn't know that there was a wish list
out
there.
Real quick, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, but we want to ask you a couple more quick questions, if you don't mind holding on for us, Shannon.
Sure,
is that okay?
No problem.
Okay. And then after that, we'll let you be. So hold on. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll talk to you right after the break.
We'll be right back.
I'm Gary Wyatt. Come on out this weekend and meet us at Touch a Truck.
And I'm Mike Riefler. That's right. This Saturday, March 1st, the On Wheels Now crew will be going live for Family to Family Connection.
Am I going to be there?
Yes, JJ. We'll be located in the northwest parking lot of the Orleans Hotel and Casino.
We will be going live from 11 a.m. to noon, and then again from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
That's two whole hours.
Yes, JJ. So come on out and enjoy a fun-filled day with us and other race car drivers like Arlie Daniels and the 2013 Superstock champion, Kaylee Barker.
We will have interviews with the organizers of Touch a Truck, along with drivers, fans, and, of course, the kids.
Kids? Kids are going to be there?
Yes, JJ. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The kids will be able to climb on, sit in, and honk the horns and get the feel of all kinds of trucks they see every day on the streets.
There will be a horns-free time for an hour and a half. 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for kids with special needs.
That's why they call it Touch a Truck.
Yes, JJ. There'll be fire trucks, dump trucks, bulldozers, garbage trucks, and even the Flight for Life helicopter.
So this Saturday, March 1st, come spend the day with myself, Mike Riefler, Gary Wyatt, and JJ Nunn, and help support Family to Family Connection from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the northwest parking lot of the Orleans Hotel and Casino.
Is this in my contract?
Yes, JJ.
Hey, Gary, how'd you get this guy?
I thought JJ came with you.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. Of course, we have Shannon with Touch a Truck with us, and want to thank her for filling us in on what is happening this weekend at the Touch a Truck event, the times, the
tickets,
and where to get them, and how much they cost, and all that. And I want to thank her for being with us. We wanted to have her back here after the break because we want to make sure. Are you still there, Shannon?
Shannon?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh,
hey.
There she is.
Hi.
We didn't want you to go anywhere. We didn't want you to go anywhere because we wanted you to get a chance to – we wanted to thank not only yourself and Diane Farkas and everybody there at Touch a Truck for doing what you guys do. How many people are involved in your staff there to put something together like this?
Well, we have a very small staff that actually, works there. I should say for pay, such as it is. But we have a great group of volunteers. All of our board is obviously volunteers who work tirelessly. So there's about 15 of us on the board. And then the day of the event, we literally have hundreds of volunteers who come out. So we couldn't do it without all of those folks. So.
Definitely.
Shannon, is there any volunteer groups that you would like to thank or any of your staff members,
sponsors,
put out their names,
even.
Or your major sponsors that you would like to thank right now on air?
Yeah, absolutely. Our presenting sponsor is the Benjamin family who stepped up this year, and we're so thankful. Bank of America does that horn free hour, Republic Services, Superpon, CBS Radio. So, I mean, really, people step up year after year, and we're so thankful. And Rebecca and Peter when I say we have a paid staff, I mean, it's almost makes me kind of sad to say Diane in particular, our executive director, keeps giving herself a pay cut so we can keep doing what we're doing. So
God bless her. It's
incredible how committed folks are to what we're doing. And we just really, really thank everyone for helping out.
Again, and thank you. From all of us here for doing what you do personally, and also your whole staff and all the volunteers involved in family to family connections, not just the Touch a Truck event, but family to family connections also, and being there for people when they need it the most. So I want to thank you from onwheelsnow.com.
I was just curious, you had mentioned classes. What are some of the classes that you provide for our residents out there?
Well, so it's really important that young children, 0 to 5, before, you don't even have to go to kindergarten here in Nevada, regulated by law. And so what happens is a lot of children get isolated. Their parents, just easier for, parents to drop them off somewhere or leave them at home with a older relative or whatever. So one of the things we do is we try to offer either caregivers or parents to come in and work with their kids doing silly things, silly play, learning those songs. I mean, I was just at a class yesterday just to watch, and there were about 15 little babies of different developmental, sitting on their mommy or caregiver's laps and singing, those silly little nursery rhymes. And
wheels
like
on the bus go round and round, round and round.
But what happens is these children are getting that social interaction, and quite frankly, so are the caregivers.
Sure.
And we know that the social interaction like that with caregivers themselves can help with child abuse, because what happens a lot of times is these parents or caregivers are so isolated and they get frustrated and sometimes, unfortunately, can take it out on the children. So we know that children do better in school once they get there, if they've had that socialization and early intervention with classes and things like that. So those are, we do everything from silly play to tummy time for little babies, even starting as young as infant massage, which is so important as well. So
wow.
You can get our calendar online and just see some of the other classes we offer, but we are really taking best practices from what's going on across the nation. So, and they do an amazing job. Make your own baby food is a class that we offer. So,
interesting.
Wow, that's really extensive. That's really,
it's
really
$5
involved.
$5 a class or $20 for unlimited for the entire month.
Wow. That's great what you're doing with these kids. And, just giving them the basic fundamentals to start with and socializing. Socialization is just tremendous. That answered my question.
Again, that and I guess they can go to family to family. Is that family to family lv.org? Is that the correct
family,
website?
Yeah, family, the number two, family, lv.org.
Okay, and they can find out more information there and look up everything that you're talking about there. And, of course, this weekend, 9:30 to 3 p.m., Touch a Truck. You got to be there. Rain or shine, be there.
Rain or shine, we'll be out there.
Looking
we're
forward to it.
We're going to have even more fun if we're splashing the puddles. You know, what kid doesn't like to do that?
Hey, splashing puddles, honking horns, climbing on cars. What else can you ask for?
Well, Gary will have me washing the cars.
That's right. Hey, thanks.
We'll set that up on the way out.
There you go. Hey, car wash. Hey, thanks, Shannon, for being with us. We just want to thank you and your staff and your volunteers and everybody involved and for you guys putting this on. And, of course, JC Motorsports here 7 years with you guys. Looking forward to more to come and can't wait for this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. See you this weekend.
See you this weekend.
See you Saturday, Shannon. Thanks.
Thanks, Shannon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, that's Shannon, organizer, one of the organizers, of course, involved in the Touch a Truck event this weekend. You got to go. You heard it here. A lot of work involved in something like this. Come out there.
Please come out. Please come out.
Tell a friend. It's not just for kids. It's for all ages. You know, I mean, I know I take time to walk around and, you know, I sneak off. These guys think I'm working somewhere, but I sneak off and I go check out the other things going on at the event. I know
he's
going
to be hooked
car.
To something this year. So
I've seen JJ voluntarily go sit in the back of the police car because he misses it so much.
home away from home. I actually can get in there. Oh, boy, no cuffs this time.
I can leave anytime I want.
They got hard contoured seats now. Did you know that? I just found that out. Yes.
Well,
I don't make it a habit of being in the back of a cop car.
Again, you know, if you
they're quite comfortable now. They're really, really considerate.
If you want to find out what these
is the handcuffs comfortable too?
Well, they're groove, so your arms are.
Oh, so they're making them for comfort now, right?
Yes, they are.
Zip ties for JJ. Yeah. Bring your kids. You can check out the police cars, fire trucks, forest. Vehicles, whatever it is out there, it's just going to be
Gus
full of
the bus.
I guess.
She said Gus the bus.
Firehouse pizza truck and
food,
you know.
Water, and I think in the past water was only $1. You know, they're not trying to make a lot of money on the. You know, they're trying to recoup.
And
some
all
of their
four
money.
Fire departments are represented,
and forest,
which is great. Henderson, Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, and Clark County.
And she said the forestry.
Yeah.
The
BLM
truck. Usually you got garbage trucks there, dump trucks, or cement trucks.
Cement trucks, diesels.
Ambulances.
I think we can raise some money next year, see how much money we can get for Gary to swim with the shark and the Mandalay shark truck.
Oh, man. I think this is something that JJ's trying to push for you, Gary. This is like the second or third time he's mentioned it.
That's all right. I'll do that when he does the roller skating.
Hey, but you know what? Shannon had a great idea, a dunk tank for maybe we'll put together a dunk tank at next year's event or something for the Abomination area there.
That's an idea.
We'll put JJ in there. It's a surprise for him again. So he wants to bow out of our...
No, he thinks he's going to bow out.
That's something to set up. Maybe we take it down to Pahrump Valley Speedway and set it up every other race and...
put Chad in it?
Yeah, there you go. Hey! You know, and get the other drivers and, you know, raise the money. $5 a shot for family-to-family connections.
There you go.
You know?
The second place driver of every division gets to sit on that seat. Oh, man. Now, I want to thank, you know, her, Shannon, for being on air with us. Of course, this Saturday, you got to be there 9:30 to 11, horns free. So you can still come out. You can crawl over everything. You can walk around, see what's there. But it's kind of like quiet time there during that time.
Yeah, first hour and a half.
When you see the Flight for Life helicopter fly in, flies in.
When that turbine winds down and the kids head for the heli. That's when the horns start.
That's when it starts. So kids run and play and do whatever. So
yeah, for ourselves, we have. Well, we're all committed. You're bringing your mod out.
We're gonna have a modified.
My bomber's gonna be there. Gary's bomber. This year, first time
three,
out.
Three bombers?
Will be Arlie Daniels.
Okay.
He'll be bringing his bomber out. He just said he put a fresh coat of paint on it. And 2013 Superstock champion Kaylee Barker is bringing out her Super Late model.
Yes.
Is that right, Gary?
Yes.
That is confirmed.
Her Super Late model.
The brand new, never
even hit the track yet.
First time you want to see it before it hits the track is going to be at the Touch Truck event. So you
come on
out. Come out. Meet Kaylee Barker. Have her bring something, a T-shirt or something for her to sign.
Definitely.
We'll have some stuff out there for the kids,
of course.
Is she
still 16 or is she 17 yet?
No, I think she's still 16.
16, 16 years old, and she's looking for a championship at Super Late Model.
For those who don't know,
she finished sixth in points, and she's going to stay in the Super Late Model all year. She's not going
to
be running
just the Super Late
Super
Model.
Late. She's not going to run the Super Stock. She did both last year, and she's going to stay in the Super Late Model. So, yes, come on out. Meet Kaylee Barker, lovely young lady. You know, bring a shirt, like Mike said. Bring a shirt, bring a hat, get
something.
An autograph.
Yep, because
she's going somewhere.
And
she
is. Take long these
she
days.
Is.
With
you
that
know,
kind of talent.
She's a sweetheart.
Got her head on straight.
Come on out, ask her. She supports a couple charities of her own. I feel great, you know, for family connections and ourselves on Wheels Now. That she's joining us.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to seeing her have fun out there.
Just so you know, one of hers is Project 150. Of course, she helps collect items for homeless teams.
Right.
You know, and that's a great event that she's part of. So, you know, just to be at that age and be a part of organizations, charities, and things like that is something else. So we're all about giving here.
Straight A 4.0 student, and that's strict. That's one of the guidelines that mom and dad laid down, and they hold her to it. You know, very, very bright girl. We had her last year, and Gary's bomber did a heck of a job down there. And I'm excited that she's going to be able to share what we share. We try to bring somebody else in. We brought you in. You can't get away from it
now. I can't.
Now.
This is my third year. Yeah. This will be my third year. You guys
know,
have 7 years
it's,
in.
It's,
I have three
we,
in this year.
We just
it's
get
amazing.
Bigger and bigger, and I'm sure once Arlie and Kaylee see what we do out there, they're going to get hooked, too.
They're going to need
you
a bigger
know.
Space.
We're going to, soon we're going to need a bigger space. They'll get hooked and they'll want to do this again. It's so important to get out there. I can't stress it enough. The money stays here in Las Vegas. And I mean, the executive director, you're at Shannon, she's taking cuts in pay
to Diane
to put the money into the charity, and they're getting paid next to nothing
money
anyhow.
Money stays here, so come out, tell your friends. I've got two people that I haven't seen in a while. I told them about it. They're going to come. They're going to bring a couple of their friends. Hopefully some more people I tell will be coming out.
I've been spreading the word at work.
And again, if we want to see you out there, but if for some reason you cannot be there, you can listen to us live.
That's right. Exactly.
On
2 hours.
2 hours.
11 to 12.
Yep.
And again, 1 to 2.
Yep.
Mike and Gary will be able to
talk
live out there for, from 11 to 12?
We don't even
want
to talk to you, JJ. talk to the hand.
Hey, it's in the contract.
Of course, Prump Valley Speedway tickets to give away from the BomberNation.com and JC Motorsports for Chad out there at the Prump Valley Speedway. Those tickets are good for all year long.
21 races left at Pahrump Valley Speedway any night.
And now, how many are you gonna give? Four packs, two packs? I guess it
depends.
Just
depends on the families that's there.
We had a whole group of families come out
last year. Two families came
tickets,
out last year.
So make sure
year.
You come see these guys and myself there, and we'll make sure you get hooked up. Giving away a lot of stuff, so come look
away,
for the race cars.
Yeah, we're giving away some trucks, some wood trucks that we get from Toys for Smiles.
Yep.
We want to thank them.
Toys for Smiles is something else.
For what they do. And also we're getting some stickers made up and just signing autographs, hats, shirts, whatever anybody wants done. And come on out, let your kids, if they've never sat in a race car, they're going to have three different race cars.
Three different types.
Three different types out there that they can sit in. So bring the kids out, man. We're there for you. Come support us. Come support Family to Family Connections. It's this charity is really near and dear to our heart.
And it runs till 3 p.m., so come out if you better late than never, too. Get out there at some point. If you can't get out there early, get out there in the afternoon. Food's available, water, a lot of entertainment, a lot of things for the kids to do. If you're coming out there by yourself as an adult, come out. You know, it's not just for kids.
We're going to be live.
Check
you got a business. You want your business
there
on
you
the
go.
Air.
Great idea.
Come on over and say, hey, you know what? I work for ABC so-and-so. You know, this is great. I heard you on the radio. You know, can I talk about my business? I'll put you on air. Mike and Gary will put you on air. Promote your business. Tell us.
I like the way that worked.
I know, huh?
Tell us what your business is. You know, I mean, we invite everybody. Bring your kids over. I'm prepared with permission of the parents to put kids on air, and Mike and Gary the same.
Of course, next Tuesday we'll be live again at 6 p.m. As we are every Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. We're going to be giving up a 30-second spot for you if you want to get involved. And just call in next Tuesday between 6 and 7 p.m. If there's more than one caller, we're going to throw it into a hat, and we'll randomly call the other one out. And
next week, get out your pen and paper, write it down, give us a call next week, 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116.
And, get your team noticed or your sponsor. So, free.
How long is this commercial going to run?
Free, 30 seconds.
No, how long?
I don't know.
You already said 30 seconds. What's the distance?
It may be once. It may be twice. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll check it. We'll play it. But good question. Very good question. We want to hear your input. How long do you want it to run? Call in, you know, next week between 6 and 7 p.m. And if you're the one, we'll discuss how long we're going to allow that to run and what spot you're going to get. So
we'll get your phone number, give you a call, and we'll do a phone interview with you and get all your information, your sponsors. If you don't have a sponsors, you know, what family members, friends you want to thank, where you race, what your car number is, and maybe just tell us a little bit about yourself. But we'll put a commercial together.
We'll put something together for
the phone interview, yeah.
Cool deal. Of course, speaking of sponsors, you know, as usual, Nevada Pick Apart is always a big one for myself and, of course, you guys, but you guys have a list of sponsors that for JC Motorsports.
Hey, and don't forget, Saturday is a 7 p.m. start.
Prump Valley Speedway.
On your way in, the GNS pit stop truck on your right-hand side. You'll be getting there around dinner time, so stop in.
Great idea.
What specials you got going on this weekend?
Same thing. Same specials. Buy two, get one free.
Cool,
whatever
cool.
It is.
Yeah, family of three. Hey, man, can't beat that.
No, wait a minute. Buy two, get one three.
Free.
On your way out to the track?
Either or. In or out.
So
it don't matter.
With or without a stamp.
With or without a
stamp.
Doesn't
matter. Everybody's welcome.
But then after the race, you show your wristband or your hand stamp and get $2 off.
So you get to eat again and get $2
off. Sure, man.
Now, you got, what do you got? Not just food, you got desserts there, too, don't you?
Yes,
what do you
we
have
fry bread with strawberries.
What the hell is fry bread with strawberries?
Oh, you haven't tried that?
Is that like a funnel cake?
No, it's fry bread, no funnel cake.
What's the difference?
You're going to have to stop there this week and find out.
I can't even get coffee there. What are you talking about? I will not have fry bread without coffee.
No, I've never had fry bread, strawberries, and they put whipped cream on it. I never had this before.
Well, what if you don't
until
like strawberries?
Until I had it off.
Then you get it with whipped cream.
Okay.
Until I had it off the truck. This is friggin' awesome.
Okay.
Totally
do you,
awesome.
Do you get, what was it, like sugary sprinkles on there?
You can get honey and powdered sugar.
Okay.
So on
you
a fry bread.
You don't have to get the
strawberries. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope.
I like honey. So I'll take one with honey and a coffee. If I can't get that combination, I don't want it.
All right.
Cool. So $2 off, and that's off anything on the menu.
Off anything on the menu after the race.
You show a wristband or a stamp.
Or a hand stamp from Valor Speedway.
Does it have to be from that race? Can it be from 2 weeks?
Hey, if somebody still got their hands down from 2 weeks ago, yes.
Okay, be there this weekend.
Yeah, JJ, yours is still stamped.
9:30 to 3 p.m., touch a truck. Be there 9:30 to 3 p.m. After that, Pump Rally Speedway at 7 p.m. this Saturday. Full day of events. Be with us next Tuesday, live, 6 p.m. on willsnow.com.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Toronto. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's Chinas Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.